There are two kinds. How many kinds? Two kinds. Huh? It's all mentioned very beautifully. Let us read it slowly, slowly, brother. What is the meaning of cognate? Remember, write it down, brother and sister, cognate. What is the meaning of cognate? Are you writing? Write it down. Of the same or similar nature. Of the same or similar nature. Or it also means related by family ties. Cognate means related by family ties. When you say family in the verb, what do you mean? They are related in the roots. They are related in the root. Are you with me? When you say family ties, when you talk about family ties in verbs, means the root are same. So, brother and sister, ahibbu, the root is same. Hababa and hubbun also is from the same root. But brother, I did not use the verb from form 1. I used the verb of form 4. And I brought the master from form 1. Okay? So this, when you see this kind of a situation, then you will say cognate master. Or what will you say in Arabic? Al-mastaru julakihi filishtika. No, they are easy, brother. At this stage of your study, inshallah, within a couple of days, when you will revise this lesson, it will be easy on your tongue. Trust me, inshallah. But you got to revise it. Huh? If you leave the book today at home and do not study, then tomorrow you will find it difficult. But if you study, like our children study, how hard our children study in school, brothers and sisters? Huh? They study very hard, you know. Huh? We have to give them a competition now. We have to give them a competition that mother and father also study as hard as the children, huh? Inshallah. Okay, brothers and sisters. Okay. Look at this sentence. اشتريت هذه السيارة. Fine, brothers and sisters. What is اشتريت? Farm aid. Huh? Tell me. Okay, sister Sumaya, can you figure out the master of اشتريت? If you cannot, don't worry. I'll ask somebody else. Huh? You don't have to worry. Sister Maimuna, can you figure out the master of ishtaraitu? Okay, let's go simply, in a simple way. Ifta'ala yafta'ilu ifti'alun. What is it? Ifti'alun. Ishtara yashtari ishtira'un. Because it is naqis, ishtira'un. Brother and sister, we did not use this master. What kind of master you use? Shira'un. Brother, this is from form 1. This is from form 1. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Mubashiran is the naat. Huh? I bought this car directly here. Shira'un is the master of the mujarrad verb shara yashri. Huh? To buy, whereas the master ishtara yashtari is ishtira'un. Here is an example from the Quran. We have an example from the Quran, brothers and sisters. تحبون المال حبا جما. See, again, the hubban, I gave you that example in a different context. But here is from the Quran, brothers and sisters. تحبون المال حبا. And you love wealth with abounding love. Hubban is the master of the mujarrad. Habba yahibbu. Which is very rarely used. That verb is very rarely used. Whereas the master of the mazid, ahabba yuhibbu ihbab. This master is also rarely used. Habba yahibbu, the verb is rarely used. Ahabba yuhibbu, the master is rarely used. Five. That is the one kind. What is the first kind that we just studied? You are using the verb in the mazid form and you are bringing the master from form one. You are bringing the master from form one while the verb is the mazid form. You are using the mazid form of the verb. The master is coming from fi'lu sulasi mujarrad. For ease, you can say form one. Are you with me? Inshallah. What is the second? The master and the verb are all from mazid forms. But they are not from the same form. And you will be able to figure out, brother. I tell you, many people will find this lesson kind of a hard chickpeas. I assure you, you won't find it. If you have worked hard with your verbs, if you know your verbs very well, then all you have to do is just understand it. So, let's go to the example, and the example will make it very clear to us. A master of a mazid bab, which is different from the bab of the verb. They are both from mazid, but the master is different bab, and the verb is different bab. Tabassamtu ibtisaman. Tabassamtu ibtisaman. Brothers and sisters, now tell me, what is tabassama? Form 5. Tabassama, form 5. Give me the master of tabassama. Tabassum, we know that. Sister tabassum. No, brother, ibtisaman. Ibtisaman. That is form 8. We are using the verb from form 5 and the master we are using as a mafulun mutlak from form 8. It has the same meaning. So then, what will you say? This is, in English, you will say cognate master. What will you say? And what will you say in Arabic? Al-Masaru Yulaki Fil Ishtika. Because the master meets, you know, the verb from the same root. From the same root. I smile. Here, ibtisaman is the master of the verb ibtasama, which belongs to bab ifta'ala. Whereas the verb tabassama belongs to bab tafa'ala. And both have the same meaning in the Quran. See, that is the beauty of our Medina books. The examples come from the Quran. وَتَبَطَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا وَتَبَطَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. What is the meaning of tabattal? Now this is your amr. تَبَطَّلَ يَتَبَطَّلُ. Okay, tabattal means devote yourself. إِلَيْهِ, devote yourself to him with complete devotion. But brothers and sisters, tabattal. What is the master? Tabattul. Tabassum. Tabattul. Got the idea? But what are we using here? Tabtilan. What is this master? What kind of a pattern is this? Form 2. This is form 2. What is the verb? Battala. Battala yubattilu. So this is form 2. We got the master from form 2 and the verb from form 5. But the roots are same and the meaning is same. So what will you say in English? Cognate master. And in Arabic? Al-mastaru yulakihi filishtikak. Got the idea, brother and sister? Inshallah. Very good. But then you are so very lucky. How many things you have to fall to when you are studying? You have your keys in English. You have your Hallothamarin. And then you have that blue dictionary. Brothers and sisters, blue dictionary. Blue dictionary. So all these things will help you to understand it, inshallah. Number six. What is number six, brothers and sisters? What is number six? It is our favorite. What is our favorite? Haza coming as mubdal minhu. Haza coming as mubdal minhu, followed by badal. Now in this case, our haza will become maf'ulun mutlaq. And the badal will be the master of the verb used in the sentence. But this is halwa puri. Did you get it what I said? Haza, normally we know haza comes and followed by badal. But in this case, the badal will be the master of the verb used in the sentence. So if the badal is the master of the verb, then what is the position of haza? Now it will become mafulun mutlaq. Okay, brothers and sisters, you got it? Now let's read the example. A demonstrative pronoun with the masdar as its badal. Okay. Atastaqbiluni hazal istiqbal. See, istakbala yastakbilu. What is the masdar? Istiqbalun. Atastaqbiluni hazal istiqbal. Do you accord me this kind of a reception? Fine, brothers and sisters. So what is haza? Mafulun mutlaq. And what is the actual master of the verb istiqbal coming as a badal? This is very easy, brother. This is very easy. So you will say, brothers and sisters, you will say that haza is mafulun mutlaq. And you will say, naibun anil master. What will you write down? Naibun anil master. Brothers and sisters, what will you write down in this case? Haza is a mafulun mutlaq. Okay. Naibun anil master. Means it is deputizing the master. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. It's not difficult. See, we never studied something in this much detail. But all this thing will help us in understanding Quran. Everything that we are understanding here, learning here, will be applied in the understanding of Quran, brothers and sisters. Okay? Fine. A pronoun, huwa humahum, a pronoun referring to the master. Ishtahattu ishtihadan lam yashtahidhu ghairi. What is the translation, brother? I worked hard in a way nobody else did. Here the pronoun who stands for ishtihadan. Okay, let us read it very slowly, brother. Ishtahattu ishtihadan. Tell me, brothers and sisters, what is ishtihadan? Form 8. It is maful mutlaq. Because ijtahada is intransitive. It does not need mafulun bihis. So here if it is mansub, it is nothing but mafulun mutlaq. Fine, fine. And then I'm going to give you more examples for this. Lam yajtahid. Okay, lam yajtahid. Who? This who goes to ijtihadan. It goes to ijtihadan. Now, if you change who and put ijtihadan, it will work. Okay? Well, lam yashtahid ijtihadan. But that will be too much of a repetition. So that is not going to work, brothers and sisters. I'm going to give you three examples. I'm going to write it on the board. Okay, and inshallah, they are very beautiful sentences and you will love it. Ready? Are you ready with me, brothers and sisters? A very beautiful sentence. Write it down, brothers and sisters. What did I write, brothers and sisters? Uhibbullaha hubban. Just translate this. I love Allah with all the love. See, sometimes you cannot translate. The beauty is in the language. When you say, Uhibbullaha hubban, the power and intensity is in the words, which cannot be translated properly. The translation does not justify. Okay. I love Allah with a love. La uhibbuhu ahdan. So brother, uhibbuhu, who's the mafubihi of uhibbu? Nahi. Ahdan is the mafulun bihi. La uhibbu ahdan. I do not love anybody. Who is coming as a mafulun mutlaq? Got the idea? Write down this sentence, brother. And circle who. And put an arrow and bring it to hubban. I will do it here to show you what I am doing, brothers and sisters. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? So, the mafulun bihi for uhibbu is ahdan. What is this? Who doing here? This is mafulun mutlaq. Got the idea? No, how will I translate? This is a very beautiful example. I love Allah with a love with which I do not love anybody else. Love for Allah is a special love, which any other person does not deserve it. Got the idea? See how beautiful the sentence is. Uhibbullaha hubban. I love Allah with all my love. La uhibbuhu ahdan. With which I do not love other people. Got the idea? So what is this? Uhibbuhu. Who goes to the hubban again? If you write it the way I wrote it, brother and sister, you'll find it very well, inshallah.
One sentence can have two mafulun.
Yes, it has. And another comes as a damir. Amir comes as a damir, yeah. It has two mafulun mutlaq. One is, you can see, as a mafulun mutlaq, is a master. The other is coming as a deputy. This is deputizing. The damir is deputizing the hubban. I write more example, brother. I have got three examples to share with you, inshallah. You will not find it in the book. So you will take a note of it, brothers and sisters. Maybe I should remove this. This will make it easy, inshallah. What did I write, brothers and sisters? Jagibu hazat talibu giyaban. This student remains absent. La yagibuhu ahdun. Like no other student. He is the most in absenteeism. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Did you see it? Yagibu haza talibu ghiaban. So here you use ghiaban as the mafulun mutlaq. La yagibuhu ahdun. Now ahdun will be now the file of yagibu. Okay. La yagibuhu ahdun. So what is this who doing here, brothers and sisters? Got the idea? If you write these examples, then it will become extremely easy for you to follow. One more example, brothers and sisters. Now I write another example, brother. Tanamu Nauman. What is the meaning of Tanamu Nauman? You sleep the sleep. So this is Nauman is Mafulun Mutlak for Tanamu. Tanamu Nauman. Simple sentence, brother, but you will understand it fully, inshallah. Sister Sumayya, Tanamu Nauman, La Yanamuhu Ahadun. Translation? You sleep like no one else sleeps. You know? Either you sleep too long, like no one else sleeps, or you sleep too soundly, that even if a bomb were to explode, you won't get up from the sleep. Are you with me? Tanamu nauman. La yanamuhu ahdun. So what is this who doing here, brothers and sisters? Where does it go to? Nauman. Inshallah. So this is the meaning of it. If you did not understand fully from اشتهدتُ اشتهاداً لم يشتهده غيري. But now, after understanding these three sentences, you'll find that you can understand it very well, brother. Okay, brother. Now comes the last one. What are we studying now? We are studying the words which deputize masters. That's all we are studying. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? What are we studying now? We are studying the words which deputize the master. They are deputizing the master. Right. Number 8. A synonym of the master. We are very familiar with synonym. Means in language there are two or more words with the same meaning. Ishtu hayatan sa'idatan. Are you with me? Estu hayatan saidatan. I lived a happy life. But brothers and sisters, hayatan is a master. Okay, it's not from Asha Yaishu. From Asha Yaishu is Ishatun. So you did not use Ishatun and you use Hayatan. But both are same in meaning. Ishatun and Hayatun has the same meaning because they are synonyms. They are synonyms. So sometimes we will use a noun with the same meaning as a master of the verb. Got the idea, brother and sister? Asha, Yaishu. The master is Ishatun, but you did not use that. You did not use that. You used instead Hayatun. So that is your synonym. So what is now Hayatan? Mafulun Mutlak. Mafulun Mutlak, brother. Which is, we'll say, Nayabun Anil Mastar. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Inshallah, you are still fresh. I want to move forward in the key only. Okay. You know, we have been studying Master slowly, slowly now, starting from book 2. Dakhala yadkhulu. What is the Master? Dukhul, sajada, yasjudu, sujud. Remember? That was our beginning. Okay? And then we learned zahaba, yadhabu, zahabun. Okay? So these are the patterns of the Master. Fataha yaftahu fathun nasara yansuru nasrun. These are all the master. Kataba yaktubu. What is the master? Kitabatun. Kara'a yakra'u. What is the master? Kira'atun. You know that. Tala yatulu tilavatan. These are all the master. Okay. Now we have three new patterns of master. Inshallah, we will try to understand them. But as I said, brothers and sisters, the information is a lot. Understand it. Make a note of the things that I'm trying to explain. And then at home, when you have spare time, you will be able to go through it. And then later on, as soon as the DVDs are ready, you will have the advantage of revising your lessons with the DVDs at your own pace, inshallah. There are many kinds of master. One of them is Mastarul Marrati. This master denotes how many times the action took place. Once, twice, thrice. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Fine. Now this is on a pattern. So it's very easy, inshallah. Remember one thing, brothers and sisters. You may not be able to absorb the pattern right away. Right away you will understand and inshallah revise it. It's quite possible that after 1 hour you will forget. But that's normal, brothers and sisters. Rome was not built in a day. Okay? Remember that. On this pattern, fa'alatun. So, brothers and sisters, daraba. What is mudariya? Yadribu. What is the master? Darbun. What is the master? Darbun. Now there is another master. Darbatun. When you say darabatun, now you are going to Mastarul Marra. Means it will tell you the time, how many times the action took place. Darabtuhu darbatan. Darabtuhu darbatan. What is the meaning of it? I hit him once only. Wa darabani darabataini. And hit me twice. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Right. Tubiya hazal kitabu taba'atin. This book has been printed several times. Taba'atun is the plural of taba'atun. Fine, brothers and sisters. This is from Fi'l Thulathi Mujarrad. You will be using this pattern. But in the abwab of the Mazid, how do we make Mastarul Marra? Very easy. Very easy, brother. You take the Mastar and add Tamarbuta. Okay. Kabbara, what is the mudariya? Yukabbiru. What is the master? Takbirun. Put takbiratun. Then it becomes master marra. Huh? Fine example. Well, what is the example will come? Itlalun, peeping out. Itlalatun, peeping out once. Nukabbiru. What is the meaning of Nukabbiru? We say Allahu Akbar. Arba'a. Arba'a. Takbiratin. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Arba'a. Takbiratin. So what is Arba'a? It is mafulun mutlaq. And what is the actual mafulun mutlaq? Takbiratin. But what is that saying to me? The time of how many times the action took place. So you say four times, Nukabbiru arba takbiratin fi salatil alal mayit. When you are saying salah, okay, brothers and sisters, on a person who has passed away, how many times you say takbir? Four times. Nukabbiru arba takbiratin fi salatil alal mayit. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Nukabbiru arba takbiratin fi salati alal mayit. We say Allahu Akbar four times in the funeral prayers. So what is takbiratin? It's the mastar. What the idea? But what kind of mastar is this? Mastar marra. So now we got to get used to this also, inshallah. Slowly, slowly. Atlaltu. Atlaltu minan nafizati. Atlaltu minan nafizati. I, brothers and sisters, look down from the window. Itla lataini. Itla lataini. So you are using the verb and also the master, but the master is now master marra, which tells you how many times the action took place. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So how many times the action took place? Twice. I looked down from the window twice. Okay. We are reading and trying to absorb one after another. But don't worry, brothers and sisters. I'm explaining you because sometimes if you were to read it on your own, it may not make much sense to you. But now when you read at home, it will make a lot of sense to you, inshallah. So, brother and sister, we come to the next kind of master. What is that master? Masterul Hayati. The master of manner. In what manner the action took place? In what manner the action took place? Fine, brothers and sisters. It is on the pattern of Fialatun. First one was Fa'alatun. And the second one is Fialatun. Okay. Fine, brother and sister. Jalasa Yajalisu Jilsa Tun. Manner of sitting. Masha Yamshi Mishat. Manner of walking. No offense to ladies, brothers and sisters. La Tamshi Mishat Mishatan Nisai. What is the translation? Don't walk like a woman. Ya waladu la tamshi mishyat al-banati. Don't walk like girls. But I think girls are faster than boys these days. So here, mishyata, what is mishyata? It is a mastarul hayy. Means it describes the manner. Inshallah, you will remember this, inshallah. Ijlis, sit. How do you sit? Jalsata talibi ilmin. You know, there is so much freedom in the school these days. The teachers cannot say anything. A student can come and raise his legs on the desk. Nobody can tell him. Okay? But that's bad manner. So the teacher is saying, Ijlis jalsata talibi ilmin. Okay? Sit as a student, sit, you know. You are here to seek knowledge. Seek like a person who has come to learn something. Okay? Now we have to note these things, brother. Mastarul Marra, the first letter has a fatah, followed by sukun. Mastarul Hayya, the first letter has a kasra, followed by sukun. Mastarul Marra can be formed from mazid fihi also. But mastarul Hayya cannot be formed from mazid fihi. Only from fi'l sulasi mujarrad. Got the idea? It's written here. All these things, I hope you are highlighting them or underlining them. And when you revise, you can again highlight and underline something that is important. Okay. Another kind of mastar is the mastar mimi. Mimi chocolate. Mimi chocolate bars. Now this is very interesting to note. Mastar mimi. What is the meaning of it, brother? That the mastar will start with meme. Are you with me? The mastar will start with meme and you will call it mastar mimi. Okay? Now, something has to be understood, brothers and sisters, that in the case of mastar mimi, there is actually a proper mastar already in existence. And then you make another mastar with using meme as an extra. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? We have here different patterns. Maf'alun and maf'alatun and maf'ilun and maf'ilatun. Brother, you do not have to sit down and memorize them. Inshallah, when you will revise, when we will study the Quran and when things will come up in front of us, your mind will immediately click and say, okay, I understand, I know it. Okay. Brothers and sisters, Daraba, are you with me? Daraba, Yadribu, what is the master? Darbun. If I say madrabun, then what did I do? It's a mastar mimi. Are you with me? Arafa, he knew. Ya'rifu, okay? And we always use marifatun. What is marifatun? Mastar mimi. What is the actual mastar? Irfanun. Are you with me? Irfanun. You hear this name Irfan. It's the master. But you say marifatun, so what is marifatun? must unmeet me. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So this is all. Okay. Ghafara yagfiru. What is the master? Ghafaran. What is the master? And then what is this maghfiratun? Master Mimi. Master Mimi. Right? Fine. And same is mamatun. Okay. Now what about mazid bab? What about them? Brothers and sisters? Same as ism maful. Same as ism maful. So you do not have to worry about it, inshallah. Okay, brothers and sisters, we did quite a bit of reading and understanding. We are going to take a short break now. And after our tea break, we'll start the main lesson, inshallah. And once you will come to the main lesson, brothers and sisters, you will see that you are understanding more. Because everything that we learn now, we are going to apply in the lesson, inshallah. Okay, brothers and sisters, we are back from our break. Alhamdulillah, you are all energized and recharged. We'll, inshallah, understand the main lesson now. You are very lucky that you have even Hallo Tamarin to help you, brothers and sisters. For these lessons, reference to Hallo Tamarin immediately when you go home is important. You will understand how Dr. Saab has answered them and for us to follow it up. So for the main lesson, you'll have three columns on a page. On first column, you will say Al-Mafoolul Mutlaq. On the second column, Ma Naba Anil Master. Yani what deputizes the master? That Ma is Allazi. Okay. And in the third column, Nawil Mastari. Kind of Mafoolul Mutlaq. Okay. Is it for Tawqeed? Is it for Libayani now? Is it Libayani Adat? Or is it for Al-Mastarun Naibu Anfi'alihi? Very easy. I assure you, brothers and sisters, you are going to love this lesson. I'll try my best to make you fall in love with Maf'ulun Mutlaq, inshallah. And remember, this is a very unique form of expression in Arabic language. In English, there is some, but not too much. In Urdu, there is some, but not too much. But in Arabic, it's used very frequently. And Quran is full of these expressions. We got to understand it fully, brothers and sisters. In English, we say, he died a natural death. He died a natural death. So this will be li bayani now. What kind of a death? A natural death. In Urdu, we say, kutte ki maut mara. You know? Or you can laugh a little bit now. Kawa chala hans ki chaal. Wo apni chaal bhool gaya. So kawa chala hans ki chaal. Kawa chala. Chala is the verb. And chal is the master. Kawa chala hans ki chal. So that is there in Urdu language also. But it is very extensively used in Arabic language. And Quran is full of it. So our understanding of this lesson will help us to understand Quran, inshallah. Ready, brothers and sisters? We start the lesson, huh? الدرس الثامن والعشرون lesson number 28 okay introduction of مفعول مطلق حامد قدوما مباركا but then sister tell me what is قدوما مفعول مطلق you see if it is مباركا the ناث has come so what will you say now Lina bayani now. Whenever you see a naat coming after mafulun mutlaq, you will say li bayani now. What kind of action. Okay, are you with me? It will describe the kind of type of action, the quality of action. It will describe the type of action or the kind of action or the quality of action. Kuduman Mubarakan. Brother, what is this Mubarakan? It is Isham Maful, mashallah. What form? Form 3. Baraka Yubariku. Form 3. All these things should click in our mind quickly, inshallah. And they will. As you study, as you progress, they will click, inshallah. Fine. Now here, only the Mafulun Mutlak came. Verb did not come. So what will be the verb? Kadinta. Kadinta kuduman varakan. That is the thing that was not mentioned. Kadimta kuduman mubarakan. Now this is kind of a expression of welcome. Welcome. Or you can say it is a dua. May Allah make your return a blessed return. Are you with me? Because as you read it, Mata kadimta minas safari, when did you arrive from the trip, you know? So means let your arrival be a blessed arrival. May Allah make your return to be a blessed return. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Fine. Mata kadimta. Kadima has the same meaning as ja'a.